From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Crews are preparing a rescue effort to locate four missing miners from a West Virginia coal mine. 25 are dead in an accident blamed on poisonous gas. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin says he'll wait for investigators to finish their work before he reviews his options.
I can only tell you when the investigation's completed and these people do their job and they'll give us the findings and there's anything at all that could have been preventable or things we can do that'll give us an indication that something's out of kilter or out of whack, if you will, will pass, if legislation's needed, we'll pass it immediately.
Rescuers have to release toxic gas from the mine before they can try to look for the four missing miners, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The four are trapped in a chamber more than a mile inside the sprawling mine. Rescue workers are hoping the four somehow survived the blast. Authorities will have to drill through several hundred feet of coal in order to reach them. Rescue efforts were suspended after workers encountered pockets of methane and carbon monoxide. The blast was described by West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin as horrendous, and the death toll makes it the worst coal mining disaster in some 25 years. Three workers have died in the past dozen years in other accidents at the mine, operated by Massey Energy Company. In the past year, Massey has paid more than $300,000 in fines for safety violations, including allowing methane and coal dust to accumulate. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Montcoal, West Virginia.
The Space Shuttle Discovery's astronauts have finished inspecting the orbiter's heat shield for damage. But problems with an antenna aboard the shuttle mean NASA experts on Earth won't see the results of the inspection until later this week. From member station WMFE, Judith Smelzer reports.
Discovery's crew members used cameras and lasers at the end of the shuttle's robotic arm to take 3D images of the heat shield. Usually, the pictures are beamed back to Earth as they're being shot, but the antenna that transmits the images failed after Discovery's launch on Monday. So instead of a live transmission, crew members recorded the video and stored it on 40-minute tapes. When the shuttle reaches the International Space Station on Wednesday, the data will be sent back to Earth using the station's antenna. Experts on the ground will review the pictures as usual, looking for any signs of damage to Discovery's heat shield that could have happened during liftoff. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
The first woman to be chief of the Cherokee Nation has died. Wilma Mankiller was 64. The Native American activist was an Oklahoma native. She led the Cherokee Nation from 1985 through 1995. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the U.S. and India must work more closely to stabilize the world's financial system. Geithner is in New Delhi for talks with Indian leaders on a new partnership to promote trade and investment in both countries. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 9 points at 10,983. The Nasdaq is up 12 at 2441. This is NPR. Pope Benedict XVI has named a replacement for Los Angeles Cardinal Roger Mahoney. As Steve Julian of member station KPCC reports, Mahoney is required to retire early next year.
The Pope can always turn down a retirement request when a bishop turns 75, as Mahoney will next February, but the appointment of Archbishop Jose Gomez indicates this is Mahoney's final year. His quarter century as leader of the Los Angeles Archdiocese is highlighted by a $660 million settlement with hundreds of alleged victims of sexual abuse by priests. A federal grand jury also is looking into how the Archdiocese handled claims of abuse and has subpoenaed several witnesses. Gomez is 58. He was born in Mexico and ordained a conservative Opus Dei priest in 1978. He served in Houston and Denver before being named Archbishop of San Antonio in 2004. He'll become the highest-ranking Latino in the American Catholic hierarchy. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
A Catholic priest accused of molesting a teenage girl in Minnesota wants to return to the United States to face charges. Reverend Joseph Jayapal is working in India. The archbishop there, who oversees his work, says he disagrees with the Vatican recommendation to force the priest out of ministry. Instead, Archbishop Al Aramaj says until Reverend Jayapal is convicted, no strong action can be taken. Britain will hold its national elections on May 6th, and the result could change the makeup of the parliament and head of the British government. Prime Minister Gordon Brown and his Labour Party will face the resurgent Conservatives led by David Cameron. Labour has run the British government since 1997. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.